What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
From the Carter Subaru Studios, this is Cairo Nights with Jake Skorheim.
Welcome back to Cairo Nights. It's the 9 o'clock hour. It's 9:06. Thank you guys so much for listening. We are having a pretty great show tonight, and I hope you've gotten a chance to listen to everything. If you haven't missed, if you haven't got to listen to the entire show, if you've missed maybe the first 2 hours of the show, we actually start at 7 o'clock. I don't know if you guys know that. If you're just like a person who tunes in at 9 o'clock, you are unaware that we do two prior hours to this one, then check it out on the podcast. You can download it, Cairo Nights with Jake Skorheim. Super easy to get to. It's free. It's great. Lots of great content on there. Also, we have a lot of great stuff over on MyNorthwest.com. You guys can check it out there. We post stories all of the time. They do a great job on that site, so check that out. Also, more self-promotion. If you want to check us out on any of our various social media accounts, Facebook, Instagram. Instagram's another one. I post a video every single night on Instagram with my buddy Jason Rantz over from the Jason Rantz Show on KTTH. They're funny. It's topic-wise, they're just on whatever we feel like talking about in the moment. Oftentimes it's about nothing special, but we have a good time. So check those out if you are interested as well. All right, I want to get to this because this story, this is one that hits home with me, and this is one that I feel very passionately about, very, very passionately about. Do you know who Governor Jay Inslee is? Of course you do. He's the governor of our state. He has just criticized somebody who is running to replace him. Attorney General Bob Ferguson, who Inslee has actually endorsed for the job. Attorney General Bob Ferguson was recently asked about his plan to fix the broken, very broken, Washington State ferry system. And what Ferguson said, which I think is a smart thing. Now, I don't agree with everything that Bob Ferguson says, but I agree with this one. He's open to getting some traditional diesel-powered boats to replace the ones that we are missing right now. So if you guys have been living under a rock and you have not been listening to all of my complaints about the Washington State ferry system, you may not be aware that they are facing some huge shortfalls right now. And shortfalls in boats, also they have staffing issues. And what you're seeing a lot of the times with somebody like myself, what I'm seeing firsthand is because my in-laws live over near Port Townsend, because we love those in-laws and I love my wife and we want to go visit them as much as possible, we spend a great deal of time traveling on ferry boats. And I love it. I love ferry boats. I've been taking ferry boats since I was a kid. Anytime somebody comes into town, that is one of the first tourist spots that we take them to. It used to be like Space Needle and all this other stuff. But Washington State Ferries is so unique to this region. There's only a few other ferry systems in the country, and we have like one of the most beautiful waterways in the world. And so when somebody can come out here and ride one of these boats, it's really a cool experience. And I have always been a huge fan of riding these boats until it became mandatory for me to ride these boats. And then I realized what a nightmare it is. And it is a nightmare. Here's what happens. My family, I have three boys. They're young. So we sit in the car with them, and that's as much as you need to know. It's not fun. You know, if you have young kids, sitting in the car with them for a long time, not a good thing. So we live in Snohomish County. My in-laws live over near Port Townsend. So how do we visit them? Well, we have to drive over to the Edmonds Ferry. We have to wait in line, and then we get on, and we go visit them. In the old days, the only time that we ever had to really worry about ferry traffic was during the summer when, you know, there's a lot of people out, there's tourists, all that kind of stuff. The ferry system would get really backed up. It would get backed up the hill, almost up to Edmonds. And, you know, we just planned on waiting in those cases. We just knew we would have to wait. The new development with the Washington State Ferry System is, unfortunately, that kind of traffic is now year-round, and especially on the weekends. Like on the weekends, nightmare. Often, we will have to wait two or three boats, which takes hours. And the reason it takes hours is because they don't have enough ferries in their fleet right now. They have an aging fleet. Some of these boats are 60 years old, which is a long time to run them. God bless them. I'm all for like using tax dollars as efficiently as possible. And running these boats into the ground is what I want to see them doing. But they also need to be replaced from time to time. I totally understand that. Ideally, our system should run with about 21, 22 ferries. Right now, commonly, it's running with 12 or 13, sometimes 14 boats, because the other boats are either down for mechanical issues or they're having staffing issues and they don't have enough people on that day to legally run that boat and to run that route. And so they will then have to cancel routes. So when a place like Edmonds Kingston Run, for instance, the one that I take all the time, should have a boat every 35 something minutes, it then ends up being every hour and change, which slows everything way down and means that I'm sitting in my car for a lot longer with my kids. And that's not fair, Jay Inslee. That's not fair. So Attorney General Bob Ferguson, who again is running for Jay Inslee's job to replace him when he leaves, Ferguson said, hey, you know what? Like, we're in a pinch right now. I would rather have electric ferries. I'd rather have hybrid ferry boats, diesel hybrid boats. But in order to, like, you know, fix that stopgap, we might have to invest in some diesel ferries, traditional diesel-powered ferries. Now, Jay Inslee, he's not too happy about that. In fact, he says anybody who thinks that way must be brain dead.
And to anyone with a pad, a notepad, and a pencil right now, I hope they'll pay attention to what I'm just going to say. There are those who want to abandon this electrification of our ferry fleet, and they are wrong. Some of these folks want to just swap back to old diesel technology, the last century technology. We are not going backwards.
I got to pause this real fast. I'm reading a fascinating book. I mentioned this earlier in the show. I'm reading this fascinating book right now. It's called The Mysterious Case of Rudolf Diesel. It is about Rudolf Diesel and the mysterious way that he died. But his life was fascinating. He was an immigrant. He was born into just abject poverty. He overcame all of that. He had a brilliant mind. What do you think he invents? His name is Diesel. Come on. He invents the diesel engine. The diesel engine is then like a complete new technology that changes the world almost overnight. Changes the world. Almost every commercial shipping vessel still in the world today runs on diesel engines. And there's a reason why. And the technology has gotten really good. And it's, you know, a pretty environmentally friendly way to get around. Trains, all your freight that runs across the country, diesel electric. It's not like this dumb old technology that's just like spewing oil everywhere and just drowning baby seals. That's not what it's doing. If Jay Inslee's making it sound like that, it's not. He should look into it. It's a fascinating technology and has really changed our planet for the better. That's my opinion.
I'll tell you why. Number one, it's dirty and it's a nasty old technology. But second, I want to make this really clear. If we abandon this effort to electrify our ferry fleets and want to go back to try to buy, to build diesel boats, it will delay our ability to get boats on the water by at least a year, because we'd have to start the whole process over again.
I'm going to pause it right there because I do think this needs a little explaining. You know who I actually blame for this system being so poorly run right now? I got to say that I blame Jay Inslee. I mean, the Washington State Ferry System should have more boats. They should have ordered more boats a long time ago. But like he said, the boats are not going to be built. Right now, what they're trying to get is they're trying to get these diesel, hybrid, electric boats into service. But those take a long time to build. So those aren't even going to be done, best case scenario, until 2028. Now, they should have ordered those a long time ago because these boats have been old for a long time. But what they did originally was say, hey, you know what? These boats cannot even be built anywhere but Washington State. And then what they found was, oh, you know what? There's nobody in Washington State who can actually build those boats fast enough and has the capacity to build the boats to the specifications that we need quick enough. So, okay, we're going to finally open up that bidding process to companies outside of Washington State. So that was their choice originally. They could have sped that process up, but they didn't. What they should do is they should expand it even further. This is what I think. I think they should expand it even further, not just outside of, not just in our United States. I think they should, like, anybody in the world who can build these boats, as long as they're safe and as long as we can get them for the right price and get them into service so that I don't have to sit in traffic for 3 hours every time I want to take one of those boats. That's what they need to do. Just for me, please.
It would be a brain dead thing to delay us getting more ferry boats at the same time we stop using a new technology that is ready for prime time. So that is my second announcement. On Earth Day, we are sticking with electric boats, and we are not going to let a delay people getting more boats cruising in the state of Washington. Third thing I want to say.
Clap, 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 clap. Here's something that I really don't like, and I'm not trying to be overly critical of Jay Inslee, but I will say this. I don't like it when politicians are so worried about their legacies. Like Jay Inslee, I get the sense here that what he's worried about is he wants to be thought of as the guy who electrified the Washington State ferry system, or, you know, he's got the Climate Commitment Act, which is costing us all a lot more money. What Jay Inslee seems to be worried about is how Jay Inslee is remembered. What I would rather the politicians be worried about is making life easier for us here in Washington State. That's what I want. Jay Inslee doesn't own Washington State. We hired him to do a job. And legacy implies ego to me. I mean, I really think it's about ego. Just Jay Inslee saying, hey, you know what? I was going to be the guy who made sure that we're all diesel electric and that it's environmentally friendly. I don't care if it's Bob Ferguson. I don't care who it is that's in the governor's office next. I want them to get some boats in here and get them in fast. However you can get them in. And if they're diesel boats, great. If they're electric boats, I guess I could be okay with that as long as I am assured that they're not going to do what electric vehicles often do, which is have to sit there and charge and waste a lot of time. I want to make sure these boats are running, although we do have diesel boats that are commonly breaking down. But again, these boats are 60 years old. So let's just get some new diesel boats in here. Let's run them into the ground and let's get these ferry lanes back open so I don't have to sit in the car. It's mostly just about me personally, selfishly, not wanting to have to sit in the car with my kids. Four kids. I'm about to have four kids, folks. Four. That's not fair. That's not fair for me to have to sit in the car for 3 hours because Jay Inslee wants an electric boat. I don't like it, and I don't think it's fair, and that's all I have to say about it. All right, let's move on really fast. TikTok, did you see Joe Biden, President Joe Biden, just sign into law today legislation which would potentially force TikTok to divest from its Chinese parent company, ByteDance. And if it doesn't, then it could be banned in the United States. CNBC had some details on this.
The Senate overwhelmingly passed that ban on TikTok last night. It's part of a larger package that included the $95 billion in foreign aid for Ukraine, Israel, and the Indo-Pacific region, plus other national security measures. Senator Mark Warner said the concerns around a TikTok are both that ByteDance could give data on Americans to the Chinese government and control what content users do and don't see.
The truth is, these Chinese companies, at the end of the day, they don't owe their obligation to their customers or their shareholders, but they owe it to the PRC government.
Of course, the clock is ticking for TikTok to make a sale.
And they're taking this cybersecurity really seriously. Like ABC News, they looked into this and they found that if you download the TikTok app, how creepy is this? This is weird. And this is something that I hate about modern technology. I hate a lot of stuff about modern technology, but this is one that I really do hate. Every time you get one of those little notices on your phone that says, some app is trying to track your whereabouts and see what you're looking at on other websites, they give you two options. You can either say allow or ask not to monitor, whatever the top one is. Why don't they just say no? I want an option that says hell no. That's what I want. I want an option that says either allow or hell no. Who is allowing that? Who is allowing your... Because what those companies are trying to do is they're trying to spy on you so that they can see what you're looking at so they can figure out how to sell you the kind of stuff that they know that now you're interested in. Who would allow that? Psychopaths. That's who would allow it. Or somebody who's not reading the small print. Do not allow that. And they also need a hell no button. That's what I think. They need a hell no button. Anyway, ABC discovered that on the TikTok app, that if you actually look, they talked to cybersecurity experts and they said, hey, if you download this TikTok app onto your phone, even if you never use it, TikTok is still monitoring you. and they're getting your data. Isn't that weird? Isn't that crazy? The FBI director, Christopher Wray, he said that ByteDance is, quote, beholden to the Chinese government, which is attempting to steal our AI and hack American technology every single day. Under the bill, ByteDance would have to sell the app or it would be excluded from the Apple Store or Google's app stores in the United States. So what's going to happen now? Well, as soon as Biden signed this law, the TikTok CEO of TikTok put this statement out on TikTok. He put a video out, and this is what he had to say.
Hi, everyone. It's Sho here. As you may have heard, Congress passed a bill that the president signed into law that is designed to ban TikTok in the United States. That will take TikTok away from you and 170 million Americans who find community and connection on our platform. Make no mistake, this is a ban on TikTok and a ban on you and your voice. Politicians may say otherwise, but don't get confused. Many who sponsored the bill admit a TikTok ban is the ultimate goal. It's obviously a disappointing moment, but it does not need to be a defining one. It's actually ironic because the freedom of expression on TikTok reflects the same American values that make the United States a beacon of freedom. TikTok gives everyday Americans a powerful way to be seen and heard, and that's why so many people have made TikTok part of their daily lives. Rest assured, we aren't going anywhere. We are confident and we will keep fighting for your rights in the courts.
So obviously he's saying that it's tantamount to a ban. It's not a ban. If ByteDance, the parent company of TikTok, which again is connected to the Chinese government, if they decide to sell TikTok like they're being forced to do, they don't have to sell it. They could just not be, you know, they could not be represented in the United States and they would lose those 170 million users. Or they could sell the company, make a ton of money, and TikTok lives on in America. What happens now, there is a clock that's now started. Now that Biden has signed this bill into law, a 270-day clock goes into effect, which is a nine-month period. At the end of that 9 months, if it looks like ByteDance, again, TikTok's parent company, if it looks like they are close to divestment, then Biden can extend, or whoever is president at the time, can extend that period for an additional 90 days, I believe, to give them time to close the deal. So that's what would happen. But don't worry, this will not affect the election because they still need young voters. So that's not going to go into effect for a long time.
Either way, it's going to prevent any ban of the popular app that 170 million Americans use from happening before the November election. And that's going to be critical. Biden, of course, is looking to make sure that he's persuading the younger vote. There's a lot of concerns that if TikTok disappeared before then, that could pose issues.
And don't forget, folks, what are we going to lose if TikTok is like somehow if TikTok goes away, if it's banned? Well, we lose a lot. We lose hilarious audio clips like this of this young guy complaining about not wanting to work so much.
Can somebody explain to me in crayon eating terms why I make over 3 times the federal minimum wage and I cannot afford to live? And I do not want to hear the pull yourself up from your bootstraps, work 90 hours a week. That's not the goal, guys. That's not. That should not be our standard.
Oh, man, that's funny. This young woman is also complaining on TikTok. We would lose things like this. We wouldn't be able to hear these every day.
Why is it that I have to work 40 hours a week just so I can have a place to live? 40 hours a week makes me $2,000 a month, and my rent is $1,660. So I work 40 hours a week so I can have a 2-bedroom apartment and an extra $300 a month.
Oh my gosh, so sad. You know what? I don't want to live in a country where we can't play clips like that. I just don't. I guess it would be fine. All right, we got a lot more coming up on the show. Next, I'm going to talk to Joe Wallace. He's a producer of the John Curley and Sherry Ellicker Show. Nate Connors is also going to join me for The Council. And we're going to discuss something very strange. I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing. Hint, I think it's a bad thing. But I'm going to talk with these guys and we're going to try to figure out what's going on. Like, what's going on with Kanye West right now? Is he really starting his own porn company? According to TMZ, he might be. We're going to discuss that next here on Cairo Nights.
planning to go to more than one Mariners game this season? Consider a Mariners Flex membership. You can choose your games and seats as you go all season long. Plus, save at least 10% on tickets and pay no fees. Come on board today at mariners.com/flex.
Choke Points with Chris Sullivan.
I am not a huge fan of left lane camping. Washington State Trooper Rick Johnson says,
unless you're past another vehicle, you're not to be in the furthest left general purpose lane of a multiple lane interstate.
Tuesdays and Thursdays on Seattle's Morning News. You're listening to Cairo Nights with Jake Skorheim.
Welcome back to Cairo Nights. All right, I have a couple of special guests on with me tonight. There's a topic I wanted to get into. I'm not sure if this is a good idea or if this is a bad idea, but I figured I need some folks to come in here and help me discuss it, and so maybe we can come up with the right answer. I have with me Nate the Great Connors.
Hello.
Joe Wallace, the producer of the wonderful John Curley and Sherry Ellicker show, which was on just before ours.
Yes, sir.
And so, guys, welcome to the Council.
Thanks for having us.
Join us as we embark on a quest of insight and knowledge. Together, there's a remote chance they'll manage to pull it off. Welcome to the Council.
Ooh, I like that.
But you're saying there's a chance.
Feels very. You know, I feel like, you know, with all of our low IQs combined, we make an average size IQ, and we can figure out the answer to this question. All right, I have a question to pose to you guys. I don't know if you guys have heard this, but you guys know who Kanye West is, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. In case you don't know, Kanye West is a singer-songwriter.
Ah, old Kanye. Missed that fella.
Man, this was good music, wasn't it?
He used to be so good.
Yeah, his heyday was one of the best.
This whole album, actually, I remember when this, I don't remember the name of this album.
Is that College Dropout?
Might have been College Dropout. I don't know. I felt like maybe it was even a little bit after that.
Yeah.
Just so good. Like all his stuff, right? When he first burst onto the scene, yep. Just great.
Had a good run. Now he's just crazy.
Now he's nuts.
Well, it's still real. Well, it's that's to be debated. I mean, you could.
I think he's literally mentally unstable.
Well, there's a lot of crazy people out there. I can't say whether or not
you're right. We're not doctors.
Yeah, I mean, I actually am a medical doctor. That's I don't know fair. If you guys knew that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I just moonlight doing radio in the evenings.
So you would know.
Yeah, so I would know, actually. But neurology is not my study, so okay. I actually don't know specifically.
Fair.
But Kanye West, he's obviously in the news a lot. We see pictures of him and his wife, who they're always walking around fancy places without
naked.
Clothes on.
Yes,
naked. So according to TMZ, and I am just seeing this now, and so I was going to bring this up with you guys. According to TMZ, Kanye West plans to launch his own porn site.
No.
This is going to be the next. So this guy, here's the thing. Like, this guy is an artist, right? Sure. Kanye West is an artist. He's done a lot. Like, we just heard some of the songs there that he, right. I mean, just amazing. He climbed to the highest high of pop music and rap.
True.
And then after that, he got into clothing
he
design.
He considers himself a fashion icon.
Well, he had a pretty big fashion house, didn't he?
He did. He had a thing with Adidas, but they had a big falling out. And he markets these like really, I don't know. To me, they seem really ugly. He had the first Yeezy shoes that came out, I think I really liked. And I think a lot of people did as well. But since then, he's just all these bizarre boots and these weird like.
He does wear big like snow boots.
Yeah.
They look like big snow boots.
Yeah, that's his stuff. That's what he's trying to sell these days.
He also, did you guys see some of his fashion shows? Because he would do these really, I don't know anything about fashion, so I feel like three of us talking about fashion is ridiculous.
Yeah.
But we can talk about how ridiculous fashion is.
Sure.
It was him, it was his fashion show, and all of his models, which included, I think at the time of like his wife and his sisters-in-laws, the Kardashians, they were all dressed up in like nude-colored, like, kind of like body suits that were very unattractive.
Agreed.
Like the people that they were on, I imagine in a normal setting could look very good, but the outfits that they were wearing, I didn't find appealing in any way.
Yeah, I don't get it either.
You know which ones
I know
I'm
exactly
talking about.
What you're talking about. Yeah.
It was bizarre.
Super bizarre. And a lot of that high fashion, like Milan fashion show stuff, is bizarre anyway. So it kind of fits with that. But it, I don't, yeah.
That stuff doesn't normally actually sell, does it? Is it one of those like prototypes? Or?
You know, all I know from fashion is what was described to me in The Devil Wears Prada, where she talks about how some little, you know, sweater from The Gap is actually inspired by like something that happened a year ago.
Right.
In Milan.
Great movie, by the way.
Okay. That is a good movie.
It really was.
No, Meryl Streep.
I saw it on an airplane, so it was like my only option, and I'm like, wow, this is actually great.
It's actually a really good movie. Yeah. It holds up. Still really good. All right, so Kanye West is launching this is according to TMZ. Like,
right.
Who knows if TMZ knows? But apparently, he's going to be launching this new business venture. He says it's all about people having sex on camera, which is, I guess TMZ says it's all about people having sex on camera, which I guess would be the description of porn.
Sure.
He is looking, let's see here. He's looking to work with, apparently he's going to be running this again. This is all according to TMZ, which is where we get all our news. He's going to be working with a guy whose name is Mike Maz. I'd never heard of this guy, but he is apparently the ex-husband of Stormy Daniels.
Right.
Stormy Daniels is a porn star from back in like the 1950s or something.
the centerpiece of Trump's whole hush money trial.
Yeah, I think she's a great grandmother now. I'm not sure about that, but I don't know how old she is, but she's not a young woman. But she used to be, I think a long time ago, these people were all in porn. And she still could be. People are into a lot
Who
of
knows?
Stuff.
Yeah.
Who knows? So she still could be. I don't know. But her ex-husband, apparently, according to TMZ, is going to be working with Kanye West to launch this site, and he's going to kind of be shepherding the whole thing. He's going to fall under the umbrella of Kanye West's various business enterprises. Do you guys think that this is a good move for him? Because he has kind of fallen out of favor.
I don't think he can fall much further. So why not? This will probably sell because sex sells.
Listen, everything this guy does makes money.
Yeah. So here's my theory on this. I saw this earlier as well, but he's got some kind of ruse plan. This is like some sort of gotcha thing, because a big part of his kind of shift into, I don't know,
bizarre
undiagnosed mental instability. He has also come around and he started doing these church services every Sunday. I think he's since stopped, but he's like, he got really into God. And he also at that point, like, denounced porn. And he talked about how Kim Kardashian having done, like, you know, become famous for a porn video was going to ruin their children that they have together's lives.
Yeah.
He has been hyper vocal against pornography. So that's why this is so confusing, because that's not very long ago. Like,
it's odd though, because he now is married to another woman
who basically walks around.
It's almost like in every picture that I see of the two of them, they're always somewhere phenomenal. They're in Italy somewhere, or they're in France or wherever they're at, and they're walking through the public. He's wearing like snow boots or whatever he's wearing, and like a garbage bag, which I'm sure is like Balenciaga and really expensive.
Right, yeah.
And she's wearing essentially nothing.
Like a see-through something.
Yeah, see-through something.
Two pieces of tape.
Yeah, like literally, like she's almost wearing nothing. So I feel like maybe if he was a staunch anti-porn person, maybe that shifted.
But it's not even like, granted, like, yes, his wife walks around and you can see basically everything. He still maintained that stance for whatever reason, and where his values truly fall, who knows? But just that, because of that, and having those comments come so recently, I feel like there's some bait and switch thing going on here, where he's gonna redefine the word porn or something. Like, he's gonna do something that's not. I definitely don't think it's gonna just be like a website
just plain,
with actual pornography.
Like,
there's some
gimmick. Lowest common denominator.
Yeah, there's
porn.
There's a gimmick here that you know, and that's kind of Kanye's thing recently, his gimmick. So what that is, I have no idea, but I don't think it's what we would expect when you hear somebody say, oh, I'm going to start making porn.
The only thing that makes me think that it could be just garden variety porn is the fact that he's teaming up, according to TMZ again, he's teaming up with a well-known porn producer of traditional I mean, if that sounds funny.
Is that, so is that what he did?
According to TMZ, he's teaming up with this guy who has spent his career producing, directing, filming, all these. They're working in the porn industry, set lighting. I don't know what's kind of, I mean, lighting is everything. So
maybe it is right on the nose. But yeah, I would be surprised. But, you know, at the same time, anything Kanye does or Ye or whatever he goes by now, it's
not surprising.
Yeah,
anymore.
It's not. I won't be surprised. Yeah.
Well, if you recall, when he first started becoming popular, famous way back when, he admitted to being a porn addict.
Yeah, he did. That was another part of his thing too.
Right. Not that people can't change, but I mean, we can't forget that aspect.
I had forgotten that. Did he talk about that?
Oh,
that he
was addicted very to porn? Openly that he was a porn addict. Yeah.
Well, and part of his like recent like denunciations of porn has been because he considers it to be like something that's so addictive. Just before I forget, there is a really, really great documentary on Kanye West. I wish I could think of the name of it. It might be HBO. It's like a 2-part series. No matter what you think of him, and in fact, it kind of paints him like it in a bad light towards the end. And it's one of his friends that made this, but one of his close friends has been with him since they were teenagers.
I saw this.
Yeah, he's
been documenting him on camera because his friend, even when they were young, was like, someday this will be important.
Exactly.
And this guy spent like the last 20 years at his own expense.
Right.
At a certain point, probably he got some money from Kanye, but I don't know that.
They had a falling out, so
followed him around with a camera and document, literally VHS tapes, like documenting his rise because he's like, this guy has something that people are going to respond to.
It's a really, really, really good documentary. I've got my own opinions on him, but that regardless of your opinions, it's a great documentary.
Oh, that's fascinating. Yeah, people should check it out. All right, well, this has been the council. I don't know if we got to the bottom of anything. I think we've all agreed.
So to sum it up, Kanye's weird, right?
Kanye. I mean,
and to the point of mental instability,
and he might
allegedly.
And he might get into porn.
From a doctor's point of view, what do you say?
Well, from a doctor's point of view, I would say that this is not surprising, I would say. From a doctor's point of view, I'd say this is not surprising.
Okay, very
good. I would also agree with him, though, like really quick. I would agree with him that I think porn is a very addictive, bad thing. There's been a ton of studies on it. So if he was talking about that early in his career, I didn't know that, but if he was talking about having these addictions and now later in his life, I think it would be really sad if he like fell off the wagon and got back into it. But I don't know. This guy's done a lot of stuff.
He has.
So we shall see.
I can't wait for his first movie.
Yeah, there you go. I will not be watching it.
I'll be down there.
That's Nate Connors and Joe Wallace. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
We got a lot more coming up. Stick around. We're going to be right back here on Cairo Nights.
Dave Ross on Seattle's Morning News.
It was a traffic miracle, and what made this miracle possible was the presence of traffic officers, professionally trained human beings.
Weekdays 6 to 9, streaming live on your smart speaker. You're listening to Cairo Nights with Jake Skorheim.
Welcome back to Cairo Nights. It is the final segment of the night. I want to start off by saying thank you guys for listening. This has been a really fun show. It's been a lot of great stuff. Typically, what I like to do towards the end of the night is I like to save one news story. I don't like to touch it earlier in the night. I just want to save it as a choice morsel, kind of a dessert to just complete this wonderful banquet that we lay out for you guys every single night here during the show. And so for this final segment, I'm going to talk about something that I think is a pretty bad idea. I don't know why they would be doing this, but they are doing this, and it doesn't make sense to me. There is a company who is now selling, listen to this, this is hilarious. And why would they invent this? I have no idea. Just because you can, it's like Ian Malcolm says in Jurassic Park, just because you can doesn't mean, no, he doesn't say just because you can. No, you just because you could do it, the technology, you could do it, you never thought if you should. That's bad paraphrasing, but that's essentially what he says. All right, there is a company, a scientific company, I guess. They have created a robot that they are now selling to you, the public. They're also trying to sell it to the government. I don't know why I can see why the government might use something like this. I don't know why a normal person would want something like this. And I don't think they should have it, actually. I don't think normal people should be able to buy this. This seems like a bad idea. There is a company who has invented a robot that is in the shape of a dog. So it's four-legged. It also, on top of it, has a flamethrower. The dog is called Therminator. It is a quadruped robot. with an ARC flamethrower mounted to its back, fueled by gasoline or napalm. I don't even know where a normal person would get napalm. It features a one-hour battery, a 30-foot flame-throwing range. It has Wi-Fi and Bluetooth capabilities. As I'm reading more into this, this is actually starting to sound cooler to me, so I'm kind of changing my tune on this. It's $10,000, which is not cheap, but if anybody's in the, you know, if anybody out there wants to buy a flamethrower robot dog, that's available. If you have an extra $10,000 to spend, that's available for you.
If I were the man I was 5 years ago, I'd take a flamethrower to this place.
Yes. All right. I hope you guys have a wonderful night. Thank you so much for listening to the show. Do me a favor. Download the podcast, Kyra Knights with Jake Skorheim. Check us out on Instagram, JakeSkorheim1. And mostly, I just want you guys to have a wonderful night. I'm grateful for you. I thank you. Matt, great job tonight. Thank you so much. I hope you, the audience, has a wonderful good night's sleep. And that's where I'm going right now. I'm tired, and I'm going to bed. Night-night.